أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these few ayat reminds us of more of His special great bounties that He had bestowed upon us. Again, we remind ourselves the Surah An-Nahl is also known as Surah An-Ni'am, the chapter of bounties of Allah. And already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us of so many of His bounties and favors. One of the best ways to develop love for Allah and to enhance one's love for Allah is to constantly think and ponder over the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. This is one way of enhancing one's love for Allah. When you think of the kindness and the generosity that a person expresses towards you, it only increases your love for that person. You will only become more fond of such a person. And of course, no bounties and favors can ever be equal to that which Allah has bestowed upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on reminding us of these bounties and favors so that we may develop love for Allah by pondering over them. Wallahu akhrajakum. Allah says in ayah number 78 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah took you out. Allah brought you forth. مِن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ from the wombs of your mothers. What a ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have left us there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made it such that we don't even come into this world. We don't even see sunlight. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the one who caused you to come out of that womb and to come into this world. And when you came into this world, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا, you knew nothing. Absolutely nothing. No ilm, no knowledge. From here we learn that ilm and knowledge is something that is acquired bit by bit. Mufassirin explained that crying was a form of knowledge. Did you ever think of that? If you look at it, a child, when he feels hungry, he cries. If he's thirsty, cries. Too hot, cries. Too cold, cries. Any discomfort, the child is crying. That crying is a form of knowledge. Is a form of knowledge through which the child is communicating. So look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bit by bit gave us that ilm and different ways of communicating and knowledge. Then there are sounds that the baby makes. Through those sounds also the child is communicating to the parents. This is also a form of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. لا تعلمون شيئا. Allah says you knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ Allah says, He granted you and He created for you ears, the faculty of hearing. وَالْأَبْصَارَ He blessed you with eyes. وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with hearts. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to those tools which are used now to acquire knowledge. Allah says, you knew nothing, and then He gave you ears, eyes, and hearts. Through these faculties, we now acquire knowledge as we grow up and as we progress in life. Allah mentions the ears first before any other faculty. Why? It is the main channel and it is the main source and means through which we acquire knowledge. The main source through which we acquire knowledge is the ears. What we listen, that is processed by the brain. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it reaches the heart. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the eyes, as-sam'a wal-absar, through vision and through observation. That is how we acquire knowledge. Wal-af'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He blessed us with hearts. La'allakum tashkurun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that you may be grateful, so that you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever knowledge you have, it was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to possess such knowledge. Allah then goes on to say, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ drawing our attention to other creatures and creations of His. Allah says, do they not look at the birds? Musakharat, these birds are subdued. Fi jawi sama, in the atmosphere of the sky. Subhanallah, sometimes when you see a flock of birds flying into the atmosphere, what a beautiful sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even that you must attribute it to Allah. Even that, ponder over that. How often do we look at that and we attribute that amazing sight and that perfect, sequence and the perfect order and the perfect, you know, motion of those birds. How often do we attribute that to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not look at the birds which are subdued in the atmosphere of the sky? Ma yumsikuhunna illallah. None holds them up but Allah. None holds them up but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is His will and His decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to remain in the sky. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says in that, just studying the birds and studying how they fly and observing how they remain subdued in the atmosphere of the sky, Allah says there are signs, not just one sign. Indeed, in that there are many signs and evidences, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for a people who have iman, for a nation who have iman. Those who have iman will ponder over these signs and will attribute this perfect motion of the birds and the manner in which they take flight, they will attribute it to Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah grant us the understanding.